think way back when you were a child, you probably had a favorite game or a song, right? Pretty fond memories for most of us. Well, today's children might not have these memories when they get older. That's because, according to some researchers, play is becoming a lost art amongst children. Organized sports, video games, and homework are making play obsolete, a state of affairs that one group here in Toronto aims to rectify. Later this summer, the Elementary Teachers Federation of Ontario will be holding the Ultimate Block Party here in Toronto. The aim is to reintroduce children and their parents to simple games. And apparently, it can all lead to better learning. Joining me now to explain is Sam Hammond. He's a former elementary school teacher and a current head of the Elementary Teachers Federation of Ontario. Good afternoon, Sam.
Hi, Laura. How are you?
Thanks for joining us. I'm fine. Tell me about the extent of this problem. Are these kids really becoming unfamiliar with the concept of playing?
Absolutely. And it's sad. And I think one of the other sad things is as we grow older into adulthood, we don't play as much as we should on a daily basis. But yes, absolutely. Play is very important to learning, and in fact, some have said that play is the work of children, and it is becoming a dying aspect, if you will, in our schools. Not so much now as we move forward with the early learning program, but my answer to you is yes, it is.
Yeah, because I was saying off the top of the hour, you know, I remember Red Rover, skipping games, playing ball against the wall, you know, of the house. So kids don't know these things anymore.
No, I think, as we all know, much of their time is being taken up online, if you will, watching videos and more so with TV. And our kids, I think, don't play enough. And need to play more, and that's one of the great aspects of this Ultimate Block Party that we'll have, and as an aspect of play and learning in the early learning program that's now been implemented for 4- and 5-year-olds in the province.
Now, you mentioned that part of this is due to all the electronic games and all the organized sports and activities that we have our kids doing. But, I remember being a kid in the late 60s, early 70s, being out on my street until the lights came on. So we don't let kids do that anymore. Is that one of the problems, that these children don't have this unsupervised play?
I think it's a big part of the problem. Play is a very instrumental. That kind of play that we did was very much self-directed play, and all of the skills that we developed through that play unknowingly at the time are certainly valuable. But absolutely, as we look at today's society and the development of today's society, that does happen less and less and less.
Yeah, you think we have play dates for our kids now.
Yes.
You think how ludicrous that would have sounded 20, 30, 40 years ago.
Yeah, even when I was, you mentioned that I was and still am an elementary teacher, I taught physical education and health. Near the end of my career in the classroom in the late 90s, the notion of a play day for students in a school, people were starting to frown upon it and say it was a waste of time, and it's such a valuable experience.
Yeah, tell me why these sorts of games are better for learning than a video game would be, or a game of baseball or hockey.
All of the kinds of play that would take place in the early learning program, or those games that we would play on the street, and for my children, even growing up, all they wanted to do was play. One of the greatest things in my participation, and that was being able to play with them. But it helps develop their creativity, their initiative, problem solving, language development, numerous social skills. It actually engages them in that process, and they're a part of the process, rather than sitting on a couch and simply watching video games or movies or TV.
Or I guess even playing an organized game that someone else is directing.
Absolutely.
Tell us about this Ultimate Block Party. Where did this idea come from, and what's going to be happening there?
Yeah, we're very excited about it. The Ultimate Block Party is going to be held on Sunday, June the 5th at Toronto's Fort York. The good thing about it is it's going to be a fun event, and it's free. We're going to have about 20 play centers set up that families and children can tour and they can participate in. We're also going to have what has been referred to as play doctors walking around the sites in amongst parents to explain to parents how the different play centers and activities that are set up are connected to brain function and learning. We're very excited about it because we have educational partners like the Ontario Science Centre, the Association of Early Childhood Educators, the Royal Ontario Museum, Toronto Public Library, the list goes on that will be taking part in that.
Sounds fantastic.
And it originated, we had the first ever block party was held in New York City in Central Park last fall. They had about 50,000 people participate or go through that that block party.
That's wonderful.
We had two of our professional services staff people down there and came back with this idea, and it's simply amazing.
All right. Obviously, the need is there if 50,000 people showed up in New York.
Yes.
All right.
Hope we can match that.
Okay. Thank you so much for joining us.
Pleasure.
Sam Hammond is president of the Elementary Teachers Federation of Ontario. For more information on Toronto's Ultimate Block Party, go to cbc.ca/hearing. Now, we'd love to hear your thoughts on this issue, and we'd like for you to share some of your memories of playing. Write to us at hearingnow@cbc.ca or call our listener line 416-205-2700.